But coming on to the Dalesman choir now, I believe you were one of the first members to join, is that right?
I was, yes.
Tell me a little bit about that, the beginning. What was it like? How did you get involved in the choir?
Well, there's a chap called Joe Easley, and they just down West Lane here. And they must have been in touch with Colin Trope, because Colin Trope lived at Halsyke at the time. And he had slights, Carl, I think he did conduct them for a bit. And he originated from down, you know, down West Riding there, down.
Yeah.
We started up with him.
How did you get involved in it?
Well, Joe easily came to the joke. He must have had a word with Colin, and obviously he said, well, try and get a few members, and we'll have would it be all right if we had a choir, I suppose,
yeah.
He said to him,
yeah.
You know, have a male choir around here. Because there was one or two singers at Castleton, but they were in choral, Castleton Choral Society.
Now, what was that? Was that a male choir or mixed?
A mixed choir.
Yeah.
And the male members, possibly most of the male members, would be founder members of our choir when they started up.
Oh, so they came and joined the
Dalesman. They joined.
And
I was a founder member.
You're a founder member, yes.
And with Colin.
Yes.
For the very first tour, really, to join with one of the others. But with the only two founder members that's left, apart from Bill, he joined later on, Bill Harrison.
So, but what happened when Joe Easley got this choir, this group of men together? What was the first, how did you know that you could sing?
Well, I didn't really. it came around with a list, and I said, oh, I'll have a go. And so, I suppose there's a few more same, but Colin, I don't think Colin had ever sung in the choir before.
No.
And call it Colin Grout.
I don't think he had, no.
Well, I hadn't actually, but I was musical. I thought I'd know a little bit about music, so obviously
start.
I'll have a start. I'll see what it's like if I can sing, you know, in the choir. I'm sure it'd be good, like.
So did you all have a first sing song in the pub, or did you meet in the village hall, or what was the first sort of
our
test?
First practice.
Yes.
Was in Village Hall.
Right.
And that was in 1971, January 6, 1971.
So what happened? You all went there, and did somebody hand out some music, or did you just sing a song that you knew?
We went there and we had some music. Somebody had some get music. We had some pieces, and the very first piece we ever practiced and sang was The Old Woman.
And the choir still sings that today.
Yeah. And when I first started, I sang that in second tenor. So it's as much as I knew about choir singing. Mind, I got away with it all right in second tenor.
Oh, you will do, because you're a tenor now, aren't you, sir?
But I suppose I could still sing in second tenor. But I went on the first tenor because we got something fairly difficult to sing in other sections. And it was, a piece, like a German sort of a piece that was sung.
Right. So I had a group of men, who a lot of whom hadn't sung before, very much.
Yeah, there was a few that had sung with a mixed choir, obviously.
So some could read music, some couldn't, some got experience, some hadn't. Yeah.
I could read music because I learned music,
piano.
And I've got a lot better, you know, as I went along, really.
Yeah.
But you do, don't you?
Yes, you do. Yes, I think so. At some time after that sort of first getting together, somebody must have said, well, we're going to do a concert.
Yeah.
So the first concert, what was it like?
I can't remember when we had our first concert, to tell you the truth.
So in those sort of opening years of the choir, did you do many concerts, or with just a few a year? What was it like?
was one place I can remember very well. Fine, that was at Danbydale. And we had a concert at Billsdale at Pangle Beck.
Oh.
I can remember this quite clearly. The little church at Pangle Beck. I went in there and there wasn't a piano in there at all. And the seating was on sort of like where we were, it's just like deck chair type of things and we're facing your ear, and there was no way you could put a little a piano anywhere. So all we had was, that was before we ever got to one. We they said, well, I've got a little Bon Tempi thing, organ, some of the people down there.
Oh, yes.
And they brought it in and, you know, sat on a, like a stool was Alan, facing us sort of at that end, right again the door where the draft would be, playing this little Bon Tempi organ, and we, there was about 15 or 16 of us there, like, there wasn't many of us.
Yes.
Couldn't have gotten many more in there neither, really, for singing.
Yeah, because I mean, it's just a tiny little place.
And that little peep, 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 peep. Better if you were singing without it. Alan was a bit fed up of it, I think. A bit starved, really, doing that. And the people in, they didn't smile much, neither the audience.
Oh, really?
No.
Can you remember some other stories from concerts?
Of course, when we've had Anne, especially because we used to go around different ones, and the pianos weren't all that great. Well, a lot of the places we went
to. I can imagine. But in Colin Throop's time...
Well, I don't think we did in Colin's, no.
You had to rely on...
Yeah.
On whatever was there.
Yeah, we did, yeah. Like good ones and bad ones, really. Well, when we first started, there wasn't many of us. There were only about, I think, about 15 or so of us.
You've got the register next to these names, and if you see how punctual everybody was...
But I didn't start the register till... till a bit after we started with the choir, you know what I mean? So we had like...
So there was a year. But this first entry here is 5th of September 1972.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's nearly all ticks. So that's nearly everybody turned up all of the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's 72 when I started.
Then you can follow this through. So have you got all of the registers for the choir?
I have another one, what I use now. Doug Surtees, he was one of our very first fellow chaps that joined the choir, and he was maybe 40s, maybe. And he thought up the Dalesman singer's name, you see, we hadn't a name to start with, so he thought that up. So I said, what are we going to call ourselves and that? What more enders or something, you know, loose out of all sorts. Said, what about calling us the Dalesmen? Said yes. I wasn't too sure, like, but anyway, we benched up. But we've been Dalesmen singers ever since then.
And it's stuck ever since.